It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of the Batteries Included podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Ioni. And I am joined today by a special guest, BJ Burtwell, the founder and CEO of Electrify Expo. Thank you very much for joining us again. So we spoke last year at the first expo of the season in Orlando. So this year we're talking with you a bit early. So hopefully people have more of a heads up about what's coming to Orlando on the 22nd and 23rd and get their tickets before they're gone. So I saw on LinkedIn that you mentioned that Orlando ticket sales have been pretty incredible this year. Do you want to touch on that real quick before we jump in?
Yeah, it kind of goes against a lot of what we're reading right now, doesn't it? It's pretty interesting to see. And we started to see this last year where the demographic and psychographic at our festivals, I noticed a shift for sure. I mean, it was, we could feel it, we could see it. And what we ended up experiencing over the last 6 months of last year was a new audience coming into our festival that was not the typical type of attendee that we saw before. There's a lot going on in the US in politics and in just economics overall, and we're definitely benefiting. Electrify Expo is benefiting from this reset of the EV world. And we're seeing now an audience that was not previously interested in electric, even long-term skeptics or long-time skeptics who are now coming in, they're buying a ticket and they're coming to check out this whole electric thing. So it's a very interesting time. And yeah, our Orlando ticket sales are through the roof. In fact, they are actually pacing at a size that's larger than even our biggest festivals, which take place in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So definitely interesting time. I'm sure we'll get into some of that on this interview. But yeah, we're actually in the midst of, if you hear some background noise, we're in the midst of loading out for our tour. So what we do on our side is we get everything ready for our tour for the year, and then we load everything into our trucks, and then those trucks are gone for 9-10 months at a time. So that's what you'll hear maybe in the background is all of the equipment and the assets being loaded into all the trailers and heading out so that we can get ready for Orlando happening March 22nd and 23rd.
Sweet. Okay. So for people who've never heard of Electrify Expo, so what exactly is it and who is it for? I believe when we spoke last year, you said something like it was an event for EV haters, really. So what is the origin story here?
Well, that's kind of me. I mean, I was an EV hater until I actually had an experience in one, and then I had my light switch moment and everything changed for me. And I think that's why this event is so appealing to people who are on the skeptical or curious side, because a lot of times this technology and these vehicles are really misunderstood. These vehicles have been politicized from the very beginning, and that has alienated an audience that probably would have looked at this form of transportation as a potential alternative, but instead rejected it for several years because they felt like the government was telling them what they needed to drive. And now we're experiencing a reset and a shift in the type of language and the messaging that's out there about electric vehicles on the opposite side. So when it comes to EV haters and skeptics, I would just say it's a festival for people to come check out this whole electric thing, to come kick the tires on anything electric. It doesn't matter if it's electric bike or scooter or motorcycle, of course, electric cars and trucks. In some cases, we have electric watercraft that you can demo at our events when we're on bodies of water or adjacent to bodies of water. And, you know, we're 1 million square feet of space everywhere we go. And so there's just experiences everywhere for people to kind of have their own light switch moment and hop on a board or on a seat or get behind the wheel of anything electric and see if going electric is right for them. So we have the world's leading automakers at our events and all types of different manufacturers across the EV world who come and they showcase their latest products for, you know, thousands and thousands of people to come in and check this whole thing out. So it's a great festival. It's kind of the way that I describe it, because it's really the antithesis of an auto show. It's not a place where you come look at a car behind a velvet rope. It's a place where you actually come and you sit behind the wheel of one of these vehicles that you might be interested in and hammer that accelerator and have some fun. So it's really kind of a Disneyland of electric cars and electric vehicles of all types that you can come check out and see if it's right for you.
That's right. So not only like is it a place where people can go and like sit in the cars, but they can also go to the ride and drive section and like actually drive a good number of different EVs to help them, you know, decide which kind of feels comfortable for them, I guess.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Yeah, we'll have over 25 different auto manufacturers participate at our festivals this year, and we'll have hundreds of other exhibitors that come across the other verticals that I mentioned earlier for, you know, thousands of attendees. We'll have over 250,000 attendees at our festivals across 8 different stops this year. So these are all people who, for the most part, you know, 80% of them are having their first experience in anything electric at our festival. So, and then, you know, once that happens, it's like, it becomes a little infectious because now you've tasted the thrill factor, the fun factor, the technology, the practicality of a lot of these vehicles. And in many cases, you're hooked. So by the time you leave the festival, you know, you're pretty much converted. So it's really an interesting journey to watch people come in on at the box office and then leave the box office and see how things change.
Right on. So last year you had some really great exhibits. I'm trying to think. I think it's Volvo EX30 was there. think in Orlando last year. But even better for me was the last year you had the Rivian R2 in Orlando, which was constantly surrounded by people checking it out. And it's one of the most anticipated EVs coming next year. Do you have anything this year you think people will be as excited about?
Yeah, a few auto manufacturers will be revealing new product this year at our festival. There'll be some first time ever experiences where you can actually get behind the wheel of these vehicles and drive them. I know a lot of people have been waiting on this line of Volvo products to drive, and that will be happening in Orlando. But even when you break free of electric cars and trucks and you start thinking about electric motorcycles, we have Can-Am, who's, you know, releasing their brand new electric motorcycle in Orlando, and it'll be a world's first opportunity to come and hop on the seat of the Pulse and come demo the Pulse. And there's a variety of different manufacturers that are, you know, using our festival to launch these new products. So yeah, it's not just something that you typically see, you know, driving down the highway. There's a bunch of new products that are launched that people can come and experience firsthand.
Sweet. I'm excited about that Can-Am. I heard about it, you know, the building the motorcycle. I didn't realize it was debuting in Orlando.
It'll be great. Great to have them there. They're right on the demo course, and anybody with a motorcycle license will be able to come out and demo that and take it for a test ride.
Sweet. I just happen to have a motorcycle endorsement on my license, and this will be great. All right. So with ride and drive experiences being a big part of the expo, what brands and vehicles are the most exciting, like cars per se for this year?
Well, I mean, Tesla and Lucid and Rivian and these brands, they have a lot of, you know, cultural popularity. And so there's a lot of anticipation for those brands to be at our events, which is great to have them there participating. But you also have a lot of legacy automakers who are there, you know, launching new products too. So and then there's also just some, you know, some great premium marks. You know, there's, you know, Porsche, who will be there with, you know, their Taycan and Macan. So like I said, I mean, if it's electric and it moves people, it's likely at our festival for you to experience. And so there's no shortage of different experiences across all the different zones. But, you know, we've also launched new zones this year. So we have we've improved and expanded our kids zone. So, you know, we're very much a family event, and, you know, families are making a day out of coming to our event and experiencing everything. So we have a huge kid zone for people where we have, you know, different manufacturers of different electric products, including Tesla, who's got kids products that the kids can jump on their, you know, the kids cyber quads and the kids cyber trucks, which is a lot of fun to watch. We have a new sim zone where, you know, people can come in and get behind some of the latest sims. It's very cool. We have a new freestyle motocross area where guys are doing all types of stunts and backflips on electric dirt bikes. So, you know, really we've kind of just continued to innovate and evolve the festival to include more entertainment and more experiences for people to enjoy. It's a wake up moment for people to come to our event and just see how broad the electric world is, way beyond cars and trucks. And so, you know, when you talk about a million square feet of space, you know, it takes you a while to get through the festival and see everything. So, I would invite everybody to come on out and check out all the amazing experiences.
So like you were saying, the expo isn't just about cars, but there are a lot of personal electric vehicles at the show. Last year, there was I saw a ton of bicycles and electric scooters, and you have a section where people can try them out as well. Because, yeah, there's a huge variation in how these form factor, and there's so many different manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so
we have different demo zones. Like, we have a high speed bike demo zone where a lot of the more of the class three bikes will be able to have their demos, and they don't share a course with the regular e-bikes, right? So the other e-bikes will have their course. We have a scooter course, you know, but you'll see all types of different, e-bikes, from trikes to commuters to mountain bikes. So all types of different bikes are out there for people to try out.
Right on. And I guess that's just as important part of the show, right?
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's as important as the electric cars and trucks, for sure. I mean, the people that are gravitating towards e-bikes and electric motorcycles index very highly against people who would also be interested in electric car and truck. And the adverse is true as well. So those audiences mix really well, and it seems to, you know, create some great energy in the festival. You know, it's, everything's outdoor. So even though we're at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, we're all outdoors. So, you know, it's a full festival vibe, music, DJ, food trucks, and all these different experiences that, you know, people can come have fun at. But I think the real key is making sure that people have their light switch moments in these vehicles, these trucks, these bikes. And, you know, we've had many manufacturers come to our event. In fact, you know, auto manufacturers will tell us that we're by far their best sales mechanism when it comes to events. When you look at auto shows or anything else, they're selling more cars through Electrify, and the e-bike brands are the same. You know, I mean, there's e-bike brands that move, you know, a couple $100,000 worth of volume at one event. So, you know, I think that we're, it's great to be able to provide the industry with, you know, options for them to reach this consumer who's really interested in buying. And on the flip side, it's also great to just watch the light bulb moments that are happening with the attendees. So, you know, we've started out as a three-stop festival. You know, now we're at eight stops. We go coast to coast. We're in the Midwest as well. So really, we're just growing as a festival and, you know, continue to look at new markets to go to as we expand.
So really quickly, what are the eight stops this year?
So we start in Orlando in March, and then from there on out, we pretty much have an event every month. So we go to Phoenix, and then we go to Dallas, and then LA, Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York.
So not every location has these, will have the same exact vehicles on display or available for ride and drives. So are there any special vehicles that you're excited about that maybe won't be coming to Orlando this year?
Well, new Model Y will be in Orlando, which will be a lot of fun to see in person. I haven't seen that vehicle in person. I don't think many people have. But there are some other reveals that I'm really excited about that I am unable to talk about. But I think that people are somewhat aware of some of the big launches this year. And to know that those vehicles are coming to Electrify is a really cool thing to think about. I don't know if I have a favorite. I'm just really liking seeing the variety of EVs. Like 3 or 4 years ago, it seemed like, you know, it just wasn't, it wasn't as broad as it is now. And now you're seeing these big three-row SUVs that have 500 miles of range. I mean, it's a different animal today. And I think, you know, people, a lot of attendees come to our festival with no info, bad info, or wrong info. And what we see happen at our festival is a re-education, because people are unlearning what they thought they knew about EVs and then realize, oh, well, the average range of an EV is now over 300 miles. Oh, these cars actually, you know, charge a lot faster than I thought. Oh, these vehicles can be leased for under $200 a month or under $300 a month. Like all these big myths that EVs cost too much, EVs take too long to charge, EVs don't go far enough. They don't hold water any longer. So people realize that when they walk through our festival and the different zones that we have to help re-educate people about really how far EVs have come. So it's a great opportunity this year specifically as we start to reach a brand new audience of people who are coming into the festival who will be experiencing, you know, going electric for the first time.
So I hope I'm not setting up myself up for fail or for disappointment right now, but you mentioned three-row SUVs and 500 miles of range. So is the Lucid Gravity going to be in Orlando or at some of the other stops?
Gravity will be there. Gravity was at our events last year too. It's beautiful. Oh. Absolutely. It's so much more beautiful in person. Pictures don't do it justice. Gorgeous car.
Right.
And then, you know, other products will be there, not in Orlando, but at some of our other events that we're expecting where, you know, there's these really great full size three row SUV options, that have an incredible range. So we're seeing all types of products participate. You know, like I said, we're going to have over 25 different auto manufacturers participate. So there's a variety of different products from compact cars to, you know, three-row SUVs to sports cars and everything in between.
Right on. So
plugins too. I don't think we should. I think I would be remiss to not talk about the importance that plug-in hybrids are playing right now, especially with this new consumer that would not be interested in going electric right now. So I think, you know, plug-ins are a really key option, and we'll see a lot of popularity this year at Electrify.
That's true. Hybrids have really gotten a lot of attention in like the last, like, I don't know, 8-10 months or so, I think, I feel like. And yeah, and plug-in hybrids, of course, is like a big chunk of that. So charging infrastructure and range anxiety are still like concerns for a lot of people. How does the expo help educate and reassure potential EV adopters with regards to charging? Like, do you have representation there from any of the like the DC charging networks or maybe home charger manufacturers?
We do. We have a full EV charging zone that people walk through. In fact, the charging zone in Orlando is presented by Duke Energy. So we have the utility there that's helping educate people. We have EV charging hardware brands, installers, all types of people you can talk to help you understand how to get the right equipment in your home and how much that would cost. What we're doing on our side, you know, this is kind of a layered question because 80% of charging is done at home right now. And so, and one of the big reasons that 80% of EV charging is done at home is because the NEVI program hasn't lived up to what it was supposed to be. And right now we all know that there is a pause on the NEVI program and the funding that is going out, which I think personally, if you look at any program that isn't hitting the milestones it's supposed to hit, you know, if I'm a business owner and I'm looking at a department that isn't hitting their milestones, I'm gonna investigate why, and I'm gonna investigate that department, and then I'm going to overhaul it and make sure that it's gonna be efficient and live up to the promise. So I'm hopeful that, you know, this audit and the evaluation period that the NEVI program is going through will improve the quality of suppliers that they are going to choose to roll out the NEVI program, because that the lack of EV infrastructure to be able to charge in the wild is what is hurting people who don't own a home to go electric, because they don't have the confidence that they're going to be able to find an operable EV charging station that is going to be able to charge up that vehicle quick enough for them. So for this year, you know, we're really focusing on homeowners because we know that 80% of charging is done at home. And for those people, although they may not totally understand how home charging works, once you do it once or twice, it's like, wow, and that's really easy. And then, and then you start to really understand that you don't charge in the wild very much. You start to understand that, you know, the average American drives under 40 miles a day. So this idea that you need 500 miles of range or 400 miles of range is really, it's really a misnomer. You know, outside of road trips you're gonna take where you're gonna need destination charging. So we're really focusing on homeowners this year and driving attendance and our ad dollars to those types of people so that we fill our festival full of attendees that are really ready to go electric. And while when the NEVI program catches up, I'm sure we will, you know, broaden our audience base and start targeting, you know, a broader demographic.
Right. I feel like in the last year, since the last, you know, since last Orlando, I feel like at that point, I feel like DC charging was kind of at a low point just by reputation and everything. There was like a fairly low reliability rate amongst DC charging networks that weren't Teslas. And now in this past year, a lot of e-manufacturers have opened up, or Tesla has opened up the supercharger network to just about everybody now, just about. And we've seen like Iona come onto the scene, but just starting to, you know, build their network, which is supposed to be rivaling Tesla's in size eventually. And I think Electrify America is also doing a fair amount more. It's got a big investment plans for this year, but it's also, I feel like they've improved quite a bit over the last year. I just want to throw that out there, just because that all affects, you know, people's mindset when they're at the expo. But so do you have a very special vantage point from which you can view this entire industry. So What trends in EV and the e-mobility space excite you the most right now?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The trend that excites me the most is the new audience that is waking up to electric. That is the most exciting thing that's happening right now. I know it's politically divisive, but you know, if the industry wouldn't have politicized EVs to begin with, we would have had broader EV adoption. But because we made EVs, from a messaging standpoint, primarily about sustainability and the climate crisis, it alienated a really core audience base that we would have seen come into the fold. And so, you know, the automakers and anybody really in the industry right now is kind of experiencing this political ping pong between, you know, one administration before who was really pushing and in some ways telling people what was going to happen and that people were going to go electric, which creates immediate skepticism with the audience that is now being appealed to and that we're seeing, where the new administration, although the rhetoric is really heavy and loud and extreme, it will probably end up in a much more middle ground position. And I think what we're experiencing is that the feeling now is that go drive what you want. Doesn't matter if it's gas, diesel, or electric. And that's absolutely our position. Like, our position at Electrify Expo is not to tell people that they need to go drive electric. I mean, we would love that, but that's not our job. Our job is just to provide the experience. And then it's up to that consumer to make their free choice to decide whether or not it's right for them. And I think that's the position that it should have been all along. It's kind of like what Lexus says. You know, Lexus says, and if you look at their booth at Electrify Expo, at least last year, it said, as electric as you want to be. And that's exactly the right tone and messaging that needed to be there at the very beginning. So what I'm most excited about is this new wave of interest that we're seeing coming into the electric vehicle world that we didn't see before. So we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, we're experiencing a pretty intense wave of it right now in Orlando, where ticket sales are through the roof. So we'll have to see how that plays out at the end, but that's the most exciting thing we're experiencing right now.
I mean, that's great to hear. I mean, it's growing the audience for EVs is like, you know, it's all good. I don't care what the people's politics are, you know. I just want to see them driving, and hopefully, you know, when you present, people have a chance to try out different cars. The cars can actually, you know, provide them with an experience that, you know, does like give them that light bulb moment that you talked about before. So I guess we could probably wrap up here in a sec, but I wanted to ask you, and I asked you this last year, but I want to ask you again just in case it's changed. And so what EV do you drive, and are there any coming EVs that have you excited enough to consider trading it in?
Yeah, I sadly traded in a Porsche Taycan recently that my two-year-old is very unhappy with me about. he's always like, Dad, where's the Porsche? And he's two. So really into cars. Our whole family's into cars. You know, I happen to pick up, I have a family of three boys and a wife. So we're a five person family. We need a little bit more room. When I bought the Taycan, I didn't have my third child at the time. So he came along and kind of blew up the whole Porsche Taycan thing, the four-seater thing, yeah. Which was great. But we ended up getting the all-electric Escalade, which is the most amazing SUV I've ever owned, gas, right, electric, otherwise. Incredible range, you know, super well-built, and I'm just over the moon happy with it. But that's it's indicative of the type of vehicles that are coming out that we had there was no option, you know, for these types of vehicles 4 or 5 years ago. So now when you look at pickup trucks like the Sierra that's available now, and the Lightning and these other trucks that are out there with the Cybertruck and the Rivian, there's just so much to choose from. And so now these cars are charging faster, they're going farther. Look, I know that there's a lot of talk out there in the industry about there being some concern about in the EV world because of, you know, the tariff talk and some of the politics that are happening. But what I'm really seeing is like consumer demand that's actually going up. And like, we live on the street. Like we don't live in the layers of the EV world that are outside. Like, we're on the street where people are buying stuff. So right. If our information comes from the people who are buying stuff, and this is what we're seeing, then the opposite is going to be really interesting to look at is, okay, well, if there's a lot of pent up demand there that we're going to be experiencing this year, how are the politics and how are the manufacturers going to make sure that they are supplying that demand that we're seeing on the street? So I think we're a small microcosm of you know, the overall industry, but I think that we're still a temperature gauge for what's happening. And we are really bullish on EV demand. And it might not be fully electric vehicles. There might be a lot of plug-in hybrid interest as well. But I think that the next 2 years are really going to surprise people. I think that EVs are going to grow at a pace that at a pace that people did not expect, in a way of, you know, more growth than they expected.
From your lips to God's ears, as they say.
We'll see.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this up, just to let people know about the expo or anything in particular?
Yeah, I mean, the expo, you know, like I said, it's 1 million square feet of space. We have brand new ticket types this year. So there's a VIP ticket level. We added a new Dash Lane pass, which is super cool. It's a special priority lane for people who buy a Dash pass, where you can kind of get, you can bypass the demo lanes and get into a special lane to get access to the demos faster. Because sometimes in the case of like some of these manufacturers, you know, waiting for a demo, it can be a half an hour or 45 minutes or even longer. So we now have a Dash pass where people can buy and you kind of skip the main lane and go right to a priority lane and get to your demos faster. So a lot of new stuff this year. I invite people to come check out our website, electrifyexpo.com. Try to find a location that's close to you. Come on out, have fun, and see what the electric world is doing these days.
All right. So I guess that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for spending this time with us, BJ. What's the best way for people to keep up with what's going on at Electrify Expo? You mentioned the website.
The website, find us on Instagram. Those are the two best places for you to check it all out. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys out at the events. And Dominic, it's always great to enjoy this podcast and then always enjoy this interview. So thank you for having us on and looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Orlando, actually. Yes,
great.
I'm really, really looking forward to seeing, especially the Lucid Gravity. I want to see that in person. Right. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them below or get in touch with us on the social media platform of your choice. I think we're on all of them. Click subscribe and tap that bell icon for notifications. Thank you all again for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. Ciao.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.